An interesting news article popped up in one of social media feeds the other day. The title was something along the lines of wellness trends that are in and what is out. My first thought was, how can there be wellness trends? Shouldn't we always strive to be well? What is trendy about it? According to this article, in 2025, the focus on holistic health, sustainability, and intentional living is more critical than ever. Trendy activities include journaling, forest bathing, and seasonal eating habits. And what is out for this year? Blue light before bed, skipping breakfast, quick fix weight loss pills, and drinking coffee at night. Of course, along with this article were ads for multivitamins and protein shakes and gadgets to track your movement and weight loss. I'll admit it, I've fallen into some of these traps. I started taking magnesium solely because some celebrity said it helped her sleep. And I've bought fancy flavored protein shakes with an influencer's discount code because apparently women don't get enough protein in their diets. This latest article made me stop to really think about it. Are we all falling into giant marketing traps grasping for methods to be healthy? Of course, it isn't anything new, it is just labeled differently now. I remember growing up, my mom buying breakfast shakes hoping they would make her lose weight. The first ingredient was sugar. And then there was the Atkins diet, followed closely by keto dieting. All of these trends require people to buy their supplements or bars. Now, it seems like the idea is to take all these expensive multivitamins and tracking devices. So far, the research on taking vitamins and supplements is mixed. Some say it is beneficial, other studies suggest it can be dangerous, and then there is a lot of gray area in between. Why are we complicating wellness? It shouldn't be a trend, and it shouldn't cost an arm and leg to be healthy. I am not saying don't take vitamins or supplements. I am saying, maybe it is a good idea to have a chat with your doctor about what you need. For me, I am going to stop taking medical advice from content creators, no matter how many followers they have. I am going to stop and think about what is trendy versus what is actually healthy. I am going to strive to eat whole foods when I can, not feel guilty when I can't, and move my body more, while not feeling the need to track my steps. Let's stop overcomplicating health and wellness.